views expressed in this podcast are meant solely for inspiration and entertainment purposes. Nothing stated in this podcast should be considered financial, economic, accounting, or tax advice. Dividends are never guaranteed. This recording does not address all risks. No comments made in this recording should be considered an endorsement for any investment or investment strategy. This recording should not be considered as an offer or solicitation to buy, sell, or subscribe to any financial instruments, products, securities, or derivative instruments. All data used is believed to be valid and accurate at the date it was first recorded on an as-is basis and is subject to change without notice. Listeners should seek their own financial, tax, legal, and regulatory advice regarding the appropriateness or otherwise of investments or any investment strategies. Any decision a party makes after listening to this recording should be based on its own research and will not be considered influenced by the views expressed in this podcast. You will solely bear the responsibility for any investments you make and for the liability of any losses arising from the information provided.
Hello and welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. As always, my name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, as promised, I have a special treat for you. We are going to be reviewing the mighty stock that is Triple M. MMM. You heard it here first. Now, this company is so big and have been going for so long that I possibly couldn't do an in-depth stock analysis of this company by myself. So I've had to bring in a heavyweight all the way from the United States just to help me really understand this stock. And I would like to introduce Dividend Power for the very first time on the Bank on Dividends podcast. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Banky. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate you taking the time. So before we go into the questions on Triple M, not everyone who listens to the podcast may know of you. They may not follow you on Twitter or, you know, on Seeking Alpha yet. So just give us a little intro about yourself and then we'll go straight into the questions.
So my name is Dividend Power, name I go by in my analyses and articles on my website, www.dividendpower.org. I'm also on Twitter and Seeking Alpha. I am a self-taught investor focusing on dividend growth stocks. And I write about stocks such as 3M, which is a long-term dividend growth stock, as well as other similar stocks like Coca-Cola and other stocks that are interesting for investors that are trying to invest in companies that are every year increasing the dividend. So that's Dividend Power in a snapshot.
Thank you. Okay. So without any further ado, let's go straight into the questions. And, you know, trust me not to hold it back. First question, do you own Triple M? If so, why? And if not, why not?
Yes. And so I have Triple M in a large cap dividend growth portfolio. So one of the reasons I do own, you know, 3M is that it is a dividend growth stock. It is known as a dividend king. And in the dividend growth investor community, a dividend king is a company that has raised a dividend for over 50 consecutive years. Specifically, 3M has raised the dividend for 63 years in a row. And so there's two parts to this. Becoming a dividend king is an extremely difficult thing to do. You know, a company has to survive in terms of positive revenue growth, earnings growth, cash flow growth for an extended period of time. They have to make it through multiple recessions. So if we take a look at 3M, you know, it survived through the dot-com crash, the Great Recession, COVID-19, and even further back. And 3M has raised the dividend for 63 years, and there's actually only about 9 or 10 companies which have done so. And so that's one of the reasons why I own 3M. 3M also has a long, consistent history of increasing the dividend. It's one of the few stocks that has paid a dividend for over 100 years straight, U.S. stocks. And there's not that many of those either. So it's kind of a very unique stock for investors looking for dividend increases as well as income. The other thing I like is that it's an industrial conglomerate. You know, it covers, it is really a supplier to other industrial companies. So, you know, you know 3M through its kind of scotch tape and post-its and its, you know, healthcare products that are common for the consumer. But 3M is much more known as a supplier to the automotive industry, the industrial industry, the transportation industry, the electronics industry. 3M makes things like adhesives and abrasives and so on as inputs for those industries. And so it operates under kind of four segments: healthcare, you know, safety and industrial, transportation and electronics, and consumer. And it operates globally. So it's a pretty good indicator of what the health of the economy is, what how 3M is doing, you know, because they are a supplier for other companies.
Yeah, thank you. That's a really good start. And you really went in depth there. And what you said is very, very true. When I first found out about 3M, it was actually from command strips. I'm sure most people use command strips that like hang frames and stuff on their wall. When I did some real research in this company, I was like, wow, this company make everything. And then as soon as you start looking for it, you see it everywhere. You see that little triple M symbol on literally everything. So yeah, that is true. They have been around for a long time. And how many companies can you name that have been paying dividends? Probably longer than you've been alive, right? So thank you. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, how safe is 3M's dividend given their current yield and their payout ratio?
So 3M's current yield is about 3.3% today. It's been lower and it has been higher. Generally during recessions or economic downturns, the yield does spike up, which is often a good time to take a look at 3M. In terms of the dividend safety, the dividend safety is improving. And, you know, in dividend growth, investors primarily look at three things: the payout ratio, the dividend to free cash flow ratio, and debt. And if we take a look at the payout ratio, it's down to about 60% now. And which is a pretty good value for a, you know, industrial company. And it's a pretty good value for an income stock. And if you get too high in the payout ratio, generally the dividend becomes unsafe. The earnings don't support the dividend payout. And then if you get too low, the company's being very conservative, well, which is good, but it means that they're not returning as much cash to the investor as you think they could. 3M's payout ratio has come down after their acquisition of Acelity in 2019. And so they had bought a healthcare company to strengthen their portfolio. That kind of caused debt to spike. And so they've been paying that down since then. And so net debt is down, leverage ratio is coming down. And so I'm not really that concerned about the dividend safety at this point.
Okay, that is very good. Thank you. Yeah, and I wasn't actually aware of that acquisition that they made in 2019. And it just goes to show, if you've been investing for less than 5 years, there's stuff like that that you're going to miss, right? I only started investing in 2020, literally in the COVID dip that we had, like many people, like many new listeners to the podcast. So you see why we have the benefits of getting and talking to people like Dividend Power, who's been around for a while. I hope you don't mind me saying, especially in the investing game. And they kind of got that foresight. So thank you. That was something I didn't know. I did actually notice that the debt was coming down, but now it makes a lot more sense. They're really aggressively paying down that debt. So the next question is, regarding 3M's financials overall, their debt, their free cash flow, their revenues, which are still beating estimates, what is your opinion overall?
So, I mean, as we talked about, the debt is declining, the net debt is declining, the leverage ratio is coming down. It was about 2.5x a couple of years ago. It's down below 1.5x at this point. You know, and the credit rating is still A+, A1, which is still very solid investment grade. Now, that is down one notch, I believe, from where it was before it bought Acelity, but it's still a really strong credit rating, you know, for a company. Free cash flow is still strong. The company, I think, is generating something like, you know, $1.5 billion a quarter in free cash flow, and that exceeds what they need for capital expenditures, the dividend payment. And so they're able to pay down the debt. They're not really doing that much in share repurchases right now, which is a good thing. They're focusing on reducing that leverage. Revenue has been increasing off of the downturn in 2020, but the outlook kind of weakened a little bit for the full year. So 3M kind of narrowed their outlook for earnings, and so that caused the stock price to kind of drop a little bit. You know, 3M still will have a good 2022, assuming, you know, the U.S. economy and the global economy continues to do well.
Okay, thank you. So before we go on to the next question, I just want to take a sidebar. So I like to look at how much of the shares of the company is actually owned by insiders. Now, I'm not sure how many shares they have outstanding, but right now, I'm just looking at Yahoo Finance, and I can see that they only have about 0.12% of shares held by insiders, and the vast majority, over 68%, is held by institutions. What can we infer from that?
Yeah, so I'm looking at another site here, and it looks like there's over 575 million shares outstanding. And so the great majority of that is held by institutions like mutual funds and other institutions, and then retail investors own the rest of it. As you said, less than 1% is owned by insiders, but that's often the case for a large company like 3M. You know, it has over $100 billion market cap. So, you know, 1% is still a pretty good number. It's not a startup company or a company that kind of has started and grown rapidly and the founders are still involved. It's been around for a long time. And it's just, I think, natural for a very large company that has decades of history to have relatively low, you know, ownership from insiders.
Okay. Thank you. That's very insightful. I'm glad I asked. Okay. So the share price right now at time of recording is around $180-ish. Do you think that's currently overvalued or undervalued and why?
Yeah. So $180, the stock is off its 52-week high. The 52-week high is about $208, $209. The stock is also off its all-time high. The all-time high is, and I'm looking at data on Seeking Alpha now, was about $242 in early 2018. So in terms of price, it has not recovered to where it was at the 52-week high or the all-time high. Now, 3M is a different company today than it was back in 2018. Due to kind of restructuring and reorganization and so on. I mean, the company routinely sells off business units and makes acquisitions. So it's not the same company, you know, but at the same time, is it undervalued? Well, the yield is a pretty solid yield. It's 3.3%. I believe it's above the five-year average at this point. And we can check real quick on that. And then, you know, the PE ratio currently is about 18. Now, 3M trades in that range. So it's not undervalued, but the stock is probably within the fair value range based on PE ratio. I'm going to check here on another site and we'll talk about the dividend yield. And often we can use the dividend yield as a valuation metric. And in this particular case, we're looking at a dividend yield of 3.3% versus a five-year average of about 3%. So it's trading, the yield is over the five-year average, which kind of indicates the stock is undervalued based on dividends, right? And so if you can look at other valuation metrics, I personally think that 3M is a okay buy at this point if I were to add shares personally. But, you know, individual investors need to make their own decision on that.
Okay. I mean, full disclosure, a lot of sites that I read right now are actually saying 3M is a hold. I personally am adding to my position. And, you know, dividend stocks are great because not only do you have this prospect for capital gains, you know, that's 3M going back up to its historic highs, but you're also getting dividends while you wait. So it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned, but that's just my opinion. All right, let's move on to the next question. So what do you think about the board of directors? And we've already talked about the internal ownership. So what do you think about the board of directors and the general direction that they're taking 3M in?
Correct. So the company's board of directors are primarily former CEOs and CFOs. And so that's a pretty good composition for an industrial company, an industrial conglomerate like 3M. You know, it brings a good amount of expertise and insight for people who've already been there and done that. You know, they've led companies through, you know, ups and downs. You know, they've had the same challenges or similar challenges that the current CEO is facing, which is what you want to see. In my personal opinion, it's fairly solid in the 3M's case.
Yeah, just to agree with you, I think from when I last did my review on 3M, I think their sustainability score has actually increased a little bit. One criticism I had seen is because they deal with a lot of industrials, that's one of the slowest sectors of the market to kind of become more sustainable, more green. And the board are moving in the right direction, even on that as well, which is traditionally something that is hard for big conglomerates to do. So 3M are really ticking all the boxes here. So we move on. So do you know of any alternative dividend payers in the same sector or scale as 3M?
Yeah. So, you know, 3M really is kind of, in my book, the, you know, premier, you know, dividend growth stock, simply because of its long history of raising the dividend, its nice yield, conservative capital allocation for the most part. But there are a few other industrial stocks, you know, out there that investors could look at. There's Honeywell, which is another industrial conglomerate. Honeywell does not have the same history as 3M in terms of paying the dividend or growing the dividend, and the current yield is lower, but it is a larger company. The market cap is larger than 3M. Another company that, you know, investors could look at would be, you know, Dover Corporation, which is a much smaller company than 3M. It's about a quarter of the size, but it is also another dividend growth stock that is a dividend king and has raised the dividend actually 2 years longer than 3M for 65 years as opposed to 63 years. And there's a few other companies like that, but for, you know, a company for the size and scale of 3M, there's very few comparisons, right? That's why a lot of investors like it. A lot of dividend growth investors like it.
Yeah, and I recently did a post on dividend zombies, and a dividend zombie is a dividend stock that's been paid for over 100 years. And just like you said, there's very, very few companies that have been paying for that long consistently and actually increasing their dividends as well. So yeah, 3M is a much loved stock for many dividend growth investors for a number of very good reasons. All right, so Dividend Power, I'm going to put you under a little bit of pressure. I want to ask for an overall rating for 3M from A+ to F and explain why.
Yeah, so I'm going to give 3M probably a B+ right now.
That's quite low.
Yeah, well, I'm giving them a B+ because of, you know, I do think they're not, the stock is not undervalued. It is kind of fairly valued, maybe on the lower end of fairly valued. You know, the dividend history and the dividend growth is there. But 3M does face some challenges in the near term right now because of, you know, the supply chain issues that are occurring for a lot of industrial companies. And so that's probably going to pressure margins in the near term. And so that may, you know, that's causing some, you know, maybe volatility or investors to stay away from the stock. And then the last thing is 3M does face some litigation issues possibly. You know, and that's well documented in the news, you know, the issues they have or challenges they have with PFAS, as well as a few other issues. So I think because of this, you know, kind of the uncertainty with the supply chain, I think that kind of keeps me from saying, you know, A or A plus. And the other thing is I don't like to always give out A plus or A's. So I'm going to give out a B plus at this point right now.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, yeah, you can really see Dividend Power standards are right up there if 3M is only getting a B+. I was ready to say A+ right from the beginning, but wow, you made a very good point. And I do think, litigation aside, they do face a lot of competition. Sometimes we think that, you know, these big conglomerates can't really face competition, but like I said, some of the smaller companies are a bit more adaptable and they can move slightly quicker. So that is a very good point, points that I didn't actually think about myself. Okay, thank you so much, Dividend Power. Before we ask you to wrap up, I just want to ask you if you have anything else that you want to say or you want to share.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, Banky, for you know, inviting me to your podcast. This is my first podcast. Hopefully I'll be invited back. If you're interested in reading more about what I have to write about or say, find me at www.dividendpower.org, or you can just Google Dividend Power, it'll show up. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm also on Seeking Alpha.
Yeah, and I recommend when you are on Seeking Alpha, because I know many of the listeners do use Seeking Alpha, just look under the commentators for Dividend Power, look for those blogs. I've got some insight, especially on a few stocks, and I mean, that's how we found each other in the first place. So once again, thank you, Dividend Power, for coming onto the Bank on Dividends podcast. Yes, like you said, you know, there's lots going on in the markets, but remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Thank you.